Scotty Love era right here.
This is Scotty Love era right here.
Yeah, this is Scotty Love all the way.
The opening scene to Saturday Night Fever is awesome when he stops off at the pizzeria, gets the two slices, puts them on top. I used to do that back in the day.
You're making me want to slice pizza right now. I mean, honestly,
I could always eat pizza.
Me too. Always. I really could also. Corey, you could also always eat pizza, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, it's right here. It's cheap, you know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, you know what I mean? Every day you can't spend $40 on lunch every day, you know what I'm saying?
No, believe me, I know. Salads are expensive.
Especially on the east side.
I work on the west side.
I understand that, but you go to the
east side to get your salad.
I walk to Fifth Avenue, which is the west side.
Fifth Avenue is the east side. The east side.
That's when you cross, technically.
I think Fifth Avenue is clearly the east side.
Yeah, I'm going to go east side.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
All right. I think Sixth Avenue is the east side.
That's ridiculous. You tell me 8th Avenue is the east side?
No, 8th Avenue is clearly the
12th,
west side.
12th is the west side highway, so you got to have him somewhere in the middle there.
I gotcha. Before I get into the Olympics, I do want to give you this note. Dave Schoenfeld just tweeted, Ronald Acuna arrived early to Braves camp and declared he wants to make the opening day roster, despite limited time above AA. Alex Anthopoulos told the Thursday he loves the confidence. You want to hear a player say it. You want to hear a player... say it. That's what the quote was.
I thought it was even better than that.
Like,
what is he supposed to do? Come in camp, say, you know, look, I can't see him not being up by like May 1st. Look,
realistically, the Braves will play it safe and hold down Acuna's service time and give him some time in AAA, says Schoenfeld.
Yeah, it's like this kid's ready. And look, I mean, he's gonna have some struggles, but we've seen these young guys perform and perform very well. And I'm going to go back to the point that I keep harping on. This is year two in that stadium. They want to put butts in the seat. I'll be PC there.
All right, we appreciate it. We need you to be.
I know. Sometimes I slip.
Absolutely. As we get into the Olympics, I want to remind you, you know, it's All-Star Weekend, of course. And LeBron James, four-time NBA MVP, right?
I'm upset that LeBron never did the slam dunk contest. Not once. Just do it one time.
Even when he declared he was going to, he didn't do it. Yeah. Mike Trout, two-time MLB MVP. You'll probably never be an MVP, Matt, in baseball or in basketball. But you can still save someone's life. And you can do that by going to dkms.org/fntsy today. 6 out of every 10 patients that need a bone marrow transplant don't get it. We need to change that. And it all starts with you. At dkms.org/fntsy, you can register to become a bone marrow donor, and it only takes 1 minute. Sign up online, and DKMS will send you a swab kit. Swab your cheeks, send it back to DKMS, and that's it. You're done. It's that easy. Please, check out dkms.org/fntsy and join the more than 950,000 others that have signed up to be bone marrow donors. And we think about that whenever we talk about the Olympics. Last night, Nathan Jen didn't get it done.
Not so good.
Not so great. No bueno.
Yeah, that was...
No bueno.
It's been... he was one of the favorites in this Olympics.
Yes, sir.
I mean, in the team event, he faltered. And then last night, I mean, he's pretty much out of it now. It was another just...
Brutal performance.
You can't keep falling down. Not nice skating.
He wasn't good. Patrick Chan, a Canadian, didn't do a good job either, as he fell in his performance last night. It was just not overall a good performance for the Americans or Canadians on the ice.
No, it was not. And like I said, I've seen the two performances that stand out to me in the ice skating was Medvedev.
Yeah.
It was last Saturday night. Sure. That was sensational. I've harped on that time and time again.
Yeah.
And what the German couple did, shout out to that girl. She was fifth to Olympics. She got the gold medal. Well deserved.
Absolutely. Corey, did you check out the Olympics for the first time?
No, I didn't watch it. How'd the girl do?
I didn't even hear her name announced, to be honest with you.
No, Michaela did not get surprisingly.
Well, that's not his girl. Michaela Schifrin is not his girl.
What's the girl's name that you like?
Megan Tierney.
I don't know. Was she involved yesterday? I don't know.
I thought she was supposed to be doing something yesterday. Apparently, I was wrong. I was on her Instagram page, though.
We know.
that
well, we all knew that.
I know. But I know very...
I don't like to look at nice-looking ladies.
Very disappointed that Michaela did not win the gold.
It was her best event by far, the slalom event, and she was the heavy favorite, takes down the gold in an event the previous day, comes in fourth here in Pyeongchang.
Yeah, like over the past, whatever, 4 or 5 years, she's won this event at like the World Cup level. Yeah. The last Olympics, she was the gold medal winner here and finished fourth. I know she's not going to do the event today. She just said too much skiing. Because she's got like 3 more events ahead, which is a shame. I would have liked to have seen her do it, but I understand, you know, if your body can't take it, your body can't take it. And it's just that I was kind of thinking that the gold medal was in the bag for her in this event. And like I said, in the Olympic stage, you never know.
The other really really fun stuff to watch last night, Matt, the skeleton.
Oh, that was awesome.
Skeleton was wild.
Iron Man was great.
It was really, really cool. You have these people just, Corey, I don't know if you know what the skeleton is, but you have these Olympians just sprinting on ice.
I'm a skeleton.
Yes, I see you.
Yes.
You sprinting on ice, just going on like basically a kickboard, for lack of a better term, and they just fly, these people, and it's very, very scary.
Well, Jeff made the U.S. Olympic team, but he failed the drug test.
Oh, I'm sorry,
yep,
Jeff.
Sorry. Listen, I did the best I could, but sometimes you can't leave it alone. So they wait a minute. So you mean to tell me? So let me get this correct now, because I'm multitasking today.
Are you talking about the skeleton? I feel like not.
No, not which skeleton, Greg?
I was telling you the skeleton.
All right, but I don't like the sport.
Well, you don't even know what a sport is. Come on. It's awesome.
What are they doing? Skating around at 100 miles per hour, not going nowhere?
They're not skating anywhere.
What are they doing?
They are, as I described to you, they are running on ice. They are then jumping on their stomach on a board, almost like a kickboard type thing, and they are flying down a track.
And you think this is fun.
It is. to my left.
And you think this is fun.
To my left in the restaurant right now, they're showing a replay of a women's skeleton from last night. And it's freaking awesome.
No, it is. It's terrifying and exhilarating at the same time. The Korean who won it set the track record and all that.
So we had this a British person do it, and the announcer's going nuts. Is the best performance of a Brit to ever do it, and wild. One of the South Koreans go, he has an unbelievable performance, and then like the best South Korean goes and sets like the world record. It was so damn exciting.
It looks cool with the Iron Man helmet and stuff.
It looks awesome.
I think we're running out of Olympic sports.
No, I mean, this was really fun, Corey.
I felt bad for the guy from Latvia who's pretty much like dominated the sport,
yeah,
and won silver medal like the last couple of Olympics.
Yes.
And this is his last one. He was really hoping to get that gold. He didn't even medal, right? Marcus.
No, I do not believe Marcus Lemonis medaled. It was a joke for the people that watched The Prophet. thank you for someone for getting it. I thought that was really wild. We talked about the figure skating.
The snowboarding event where, yes. I don't know what it's called. It's kind of like NASCAR snowboarding. There's like 6 competitors. You're doing jumps and you're speeding down the course. the American finished 4th, just missed the bronze medal.
Yes.
But the Italian who won it, it's an interesting backstory. In Sochi, she was in the finals for that event, blew out her ACL, came back here and won it. So I think that's a great story.
Oh, it's a damn good story. You feel good for those people.
That's an Olympic moment.
That is an Olympic moment, yeah, indeed. Corey, will you check out the Olympics this weekend?
Nope.
Okay. What are you doing this weekend?
NBA All-Star Weekend to take the majority of my time. Other than that, I know what I won't be doing. I won't be going to the movies. But I will be NBA All-Star Weekend. I'll probably just be kicking it a little bit. Nothing really much planned this weekend. It's the first weekend of the month I kind of have to myself, so I'm going to kind of enjoy it.
Nice.
Well, Corey, you are the Black Panther of FNTSY.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate
that.
Did you
do your Valentine's Day? Is that tonight?
It'll be this weekend.
This weekend. Okay.
It could be right after the show.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know.
You said you were going to lunch. That's
could
right.
Could be tomorrow. I don't know. It's up to my wife. I think she's got a call. Playing it by ear.
Playing it by ear, indeed.
Making myself available for her whenever needed.
Yeah.
That's always nice.
That's what you got to do. Great news, by the way. I went back to the bed last night for the first time this
week. Wow, look at that. I'd never leave the bed in my
life. I know, yeah. The couch is very comfortable.
How'd it go?
I slept.
Well, how, oh, okay. More importantly, how is Judy feeling?
Thank you. She's feeling much better. That's the only reason I went back to the bed. I washed all the sheets. I washed the blanket.
What would have been great if she was like, you know what, Greg, stay on the couch. I'm comfortable like this.
Yeah, well, that's
why what question. Do you have a king or a queen?
Queen.
You have to get a king. I don't care if you got to throw furniture out.
I'll be honest with you, I don't think the king will fit in my bedroom. It's very small. It's a very small
bed. That's why I kind of rearranged my apartment. Where my living room was supposed to be is where my king-size bed is. If you get married or you live with a significant other, you get a king-size bed. That's the best advice I can give anyone.
Well, we bought a brand new queen-size bed, so we're not changing anytime soon.
And also, always control the checkbook.
Advice, wise words from Matt Modigo. When we come back, we appreciate the Olympics coverage. Go to dkms.org/FNTS. Why? When we come back, let's take a look at the NBA from last night. Jokic and Giannis. And of course, get an NBA All-Star Weekend. We do it next on FNTSY.